And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, we are spanning south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, as if on cue, Boomer just pointed out, he said, yep, there they go, talking about the same thing you're going to talk about. And there it was on the right side screen, not the left side screen. Left side is reserved for CNN. The right side reserved for Fox. So take that for what it's worth. Anyway, on the right side screen, Martha McCallum was wearing out the White House economic advisor, whose name escapes me at the moment, who was trying to say that Biden wasn't really trying to downplay inflation. I told you, man, they are doing all they can to walk last night back. Meanwhile, he's at the funeral hanging out and hoping they're doing a good job. Let me just run through some of this because it really was funny, but yet not funny. You know what I'm saying? Politico. Did you go to Politico, Phil? Yes, I did. Politico, September 18th. That would be yesterday. President Joe Biden said the pandemic is over and discussing COVID during an interview. Shocked everybody, by the way, that he would even say that. Not that I'm hating on it, but then again, when you got an administration that is still trying to throw people out of the military because of the vaccines, when you got an administration that is still trying to, deal with things like, I don't know, requiring testing and masking for certain overseas flights and looking at the fact that there are Democrat governors and Democrat mayors and Democrat school board leadership that are putting masks on people still to this day. When you look at the fact that if you go to the White House press room, you're still seeing a bunch of them having to wear masks. It's just ridiculous. The pandemic is over, the president told Scott Pelley as they talked last week at the Detroit Auto Show. They did part of the interview in Detroit, by the way, and part of it at the White House itself. He said, we still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic's over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape, so I think it's changing. Well, Politico then quickly starts saying, but people should take note of the fact that COVID is still exacting a toll upon people around the world. Oh, see, they can't let it go, man. They can't. Biden's insistence on Sunday night that the pandemic is over caught several of his own health officials by surprise. The declaration was not part of his planned remarks ahead of the 60 Minutes interview, two administration officials familiar with the matter told Politico. Biden's statement was the most definite one he's made about the pandemic since assuming the presidency. Here's the other thing, though. All right, there's that, and I'll tell you what, let me unpack that first. Right now, one of the major stories out there in terms of fiscal policy is the fact that the president wants to do away with student loans. He wants to pay off people's student loans. He wants to just have a windfall opportunity for tens of thousands of people around the nation. Well, if you're not familiar, the grounds upon which he believes he has the authority to do that is something called the 2003 Heroes Act. Pray tell, what is that? Well, the 2003 Heroes Act was put in place during the early days post 9/11 to try and help borrowers who were serving in the military in the wake of September 11. In other words, there were so many people, reservists, National Guard, and active duty military, who were all being deployed constantly that it was really hosing some of their loans, their mortgages, their car payments, all those kinds of things. And so the 2003 Heroes Act gave the president the authority to intervene should it be necessary in the interest of national security because of a declared emergency. Yeah. So allegedly, he's going to pay off all these student loans because of the pandemic emergency, which he just declared last night is over. So, yeah, where'd that go? Anyway, nationalreview.com has a piece here that says it matters because the memo the Biden administration released to justify his order about student loans rested entirely upon there being an ongoing emergency, and because, as Biden has just confirmed, there is no ongoing emergency. There has to be direct economic hardship as a result of an ongoing emergency, and there's not one now. It has to give the president the ability to, quote, act quickly should a situation arise that has not been considered. Well, it took him 2.5 years in office before he suddenly began to consider it. But nonetheless, even with that in mind, should he be able to say that he's going to do it now on that authority when he just dismissed the authority last night in his interview? Well, the short answer is no. How about this? What else did he do? What else did he destroy last night? Okay, so most recently he surprised people by saying, well, of course I'm going to run for office. I'm still going to run for office. I'm going to run for office until last night. He was less definitive, according to Politico, when asked whether he planned to seek re-election. Is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen, saying that he would wait till after the November midterms. I mean, for the love. So he's just, people in his office are like, oh, geez. As if he wasn't already a lame enough duck, now he's definitely quacking his way to the outhouse. I mean, he has literally become a lame duck. He made himself a lame duck 2 years into his administration by going, yeah, you know, I don't know if I'll run again or not. You know, can't say. Depends on the midterms, man. What are you, a junkie? Then there was the whole China thing. I mean, for the love. All right, so we have a thing called strategic ambiguity when it comes to China and Taiwan. Strategic ambiguity means you sort of leave it out there. It's on the table, but it's not on the table. You don't threaten. You don't put it in the face of China, but you just you talk tough. You take care of Taiwan, but you don't go out there and say, we are allied. They're like NATO, an attack on one's attack on all. And so what did he do last night? He changed that after 50 years. He changed that. Biden asserted that U.S. forces would defend Taiwan if China were to launch an invasion. He asserted it. American policy towards Taiwan has been much less than definite on that point since the 70s when the U.S. recognized China, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory. Would U.S. forces defend the island? Pelley asked. Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack, Biden said. Wow. That one, by the way, that one had an almost immediate walk back from the White House communications team, like within an hour of the interview coming out. That's what we're looking at right now. They're crawfishing like you would not believe right now. They're like, good Lord, how do we cut? Could you? It's like a buffet. He laid out an entire buffet of stuff they got to fix, and then he flew to England. Just got on the plane. Okay, that went well. I think that was good. I feel good about myself. Where do I go now? Up the steps, sir. Oh, Air Force One. I love this big plane. Do they have pudding? And he got on the plane, and he flew to England. And meanwhile, the staff is like, holy crap. And they're trying to figure out what to do now. I mean, right now, let me pick up the next article. Let me just stop. Red State. Okay, I left Politico, and I went to Red State. That's like polar opposites. CNN's reporting saying it's too early to consider whether he's going to run again now. Yeah, they're talking about it. They were listening to my show. That's what happened. Redstate.com, September 19th, that would be today. The disastrous Biden interview got even worse despite White House efforts to clean it up. One of the things he said, he was actually asked about what people think about his fitness to serve. He said, people should just watch me. Well, the Red State article says, we have been watching him. That's why we think he's unfit to serve. There's that. It says the White House immediately rushed out to clarify Biden's comments about Taiwan. Yeah. He didn't mean, you know, despite what he said, it's not what he was saying. You know, saying not that. No, we didn't mean that. What about political attacks? This was an odd one. This is not one that really changes things. It just makes people question the veracity of anything he says. So here he was in the middle of the interview. He was asked about bad moments in politics, and he said it was not until President Trump that politics became personal attacks. Are you kidding me with this? And then the article in Red State goes on to say, wasn't it Biden who just called out millions of Americans as threats to the foundation of our nation? Didn't he just demonize all of his political opponents? By the way, it's not in the article, but I'll say this. Isn't he the one that sent the Department of Justice to knock on his political opponent's door and take documents? Yeah. Yeah, actually, that is him. Next topic in the interview. He bragged he had released a million barrels of oil a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. He had trouble with the words. He does have some kind of a speech impediment. And boy, he was having a hard one. It was Strategic Petroleum Reserve in this case. But nonetheless, the words came out. He bragged that he released a million barrels of oil a day. it's as if he does not know that that's not a good thing. Now, maybe he's saying, I did something, man. I did. Look what I did. I went out there. I took action. And that's like saying, you know, we couldn't pay the bills. So I went into my son's piggy bank and got some money rather than going out and getting a second job. I mean, this is unreal. He also says that he wants to refill the strategic oil reserve by buying back at $80 a barrel, when just a few years ago, the Democrats stood in the way of Trump trying to buy it for $24 a barrel. All of this is just craziness. Well, it gets a little better. There were some great reactions out there. And I'll tell you what, when I do my notes for the show, when I'm reviewing things, I'm just holding one up to the camera right now. I write on it. I highlight it. And on one of them, I just wrote LOL all over the page. Let's take a break, Boomer. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back and finish this up. Top of the hour, too, we're going to switch gears and go into where's the workforce? Why is the fast food place not able to open its dining room? Why can't they get a full shift on at the factory? Why does Alabama have one of the worst labor force participation rates in the state? What the heck is going on? Where are the workers? We'll talk about it top of the hour with Andrew Ford from ZLA. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, we got it all. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Talking a lot about this interview that that happened last night with the President of the United States on 60 Minutes. And I'm just telling you, like the one that I've got right here, this one came off of CNN. Yeah, CNN. So CNN, I mean, at first I thought, okay, they ran the headline. Biden, the pandemic is over. I'm thinking, well, they're just going to report straight out. No, they didn't. It's as if Karine Jean-Pierre called them and said, hey, do what you can to walk that back for me. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I can almost feel the panic calling her friend Jen Psaki over at, look, Jen, you left me. All right, you left me here. It's getting worse. You got to cover. I mean, do something in the news anyway. So what happened is this. CNN starts off by saying, Joe Biden said he believes the COVID-19 pandemic is over in an appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes, but acknowledged the U.S. still has a problem with the virus that has killed more than 1 million Americans. See, here we go. But they started highlighting the we have a problem still. The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're doing a lot to work on it. But the pandemic is over, Biden said. And then, bam, next paragraph. This is where I started writing LOL on the page. Not LOL like it's bad that it's happening, but LOL because they can't stand themselves. They can't let it go. The U.S. government still designates COVID-19 a public health emergency, and the World Health Organization says it remains a public health emergency of international concern. But the president's comments follow other hopeful comments from global health leaders. It wasn't a hopeful comment. It wasn't. Oh, my gosh. In fact, first of all, if the president is saying that, and there's any congruity at all in the administration's positions, anything at all, if they're at all tracking, like if they've got an actual position statement, like a talking point, for God's sake, could they please have consistency in their messaging? If for a second that was true, then when it says the U.S. government still designates COVID-19 a public health emergency, who's the head of the U.S. government? Last I checked on the executive side, that would be President Biden, who just announced last night the pandemic is over. But it's still a public health emergency, said CNN. And then they go on to say, Director General of the World Health Organization said in a news briefing last week that the end of the COVID-19 pandemic was in sight and that the world has never been in a better position to end the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm telling you, I wrote LOL on that paper multiple times. But the things that was coming out, things that were coming out, in terms of people's responses. So, townhall.com. Dated today. What Biden just admitted about the pandemic is going to cause a big headache for his administration. That's the headline. President Biden declared the COVID-19 pandemic over during an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes. Noting that it's the first Detroit auto show in 3 years, host Scott Pelley asked the president if that was a sign the pandemic was over, to which he replied, and you've heard me say it multiple times, the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape. So I think it's changing. I think the Detroit auto show resuming is a perfect example of it. There's the full quote. You didn't get all that from CNN, did you? And immediately on social media, hashtag COVID is not over began trending. It's like some people I need to be sick. Would you let us please be a sick society? Now, first of all, I'm not mocking COVID in general. Charlene and I were talking yesterday. We've both had it. It knocked us down for 2 weeks, man. It sucked. And so I am not at all mocking the fact that there are people who have experienced far worse than I have. I know that's true. Do we have to shut down society for it anymore? No. Do we need to diminish our military's capabilities because of a vaccine that does not have true efficacy? No. Isn't it possible that we have, overreached in terms of government response? Yes. And yet, social media, hashtag COVID is not over, began trending with liberals, reminding the president there's reportedly about 400 Americans who continue to die each day. Let's make sure we live in fear. Please, can we? We need to live in fear some more. It's important that we live in fear. No, it's not. Conservatives, meanwhile, pointed out there's no justification for any COVID restrictions to be in place anymore or any vaccine or mask mandates to remain. He also just upended his administration's argument for its student loan bailouts. Congressman Thomas Massey tweeted, quote, if the pandemic is over, as Biden says, then all the president's emergency powers predicated on a pandemic, all COVID vaccine mandates, the emergency powers of every governor, emergency use authorizations, and the PREP Act should all be voided tomorrow. Don't think they've done that. Senator Ron Johnson tweeted out, with the pandemic officially over, how about we end all vaccine mandates? Charles Payne, Fox News contributor, he tweeted out, President Biden declaring the pandemic is over means there's even less justification for subverting the Constitution using the HEROES Act to forgive college loans. Dr. Nicole Sapphire tweeted out, new, President Biden says he believes the COVID pandemic is over during a 60 Minutes interview. Any remaining mask and vaccine mandates should be null and void. Yes. And then Matthew Marsden tweeted out, so then why do non-citizens still require a vaccine to enter the U.S., Joe Biden? And then, of course, Scott Moorfield tweeted out, Joe Biden saying the pandemic is over is going to be walked back so fast tomorrow, it'll make your head spin. All true. All true. Now, listen, I covered a little bit of the effects of this, but here's the other thing. Something that I haven't seen talked about much is the number one person to prosecute matters before the courts on behalf of the federal government, the number one voice, if you will, I'm sorry, the number one voice, is the President of the United States. If the President of the United States declares something as being a non-issue to the government, but yet the Department of Justice continues to pursue it, what does that say? Case in point, we have multiple lawsuits out there right now where the vaccine mandate is still rigorously being enforced against military personnel to the extent that we're going to lose upwards of 75,000 members of our military, both active and guard and reserve. And that being said, the commander-in-chief, the guy who actually set the policy, just said the pandemic's over, but we're going to ruin people's lives and we're going to continue to prosecute the lawsuits. And you have to look at that and go, why? This is what happens when you get out ahead of your skis. This is what happens when President Biden goes off script. He changes policy and everybody gets to scratch their heads and deal with it. All right, folks, we're going to switch gears. When we come back, where's the workforce? Where are the people? Where are the workers? We're going to talk to Andrew Ford from ZLA Solutions about what it's like right now putting people in jobs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.